on the subject of gay Australians, gentlemen here. What is... May I inquire as to your name?
Javier.
Javier. Oh my God, you are the least gay man here. You just impregnated the entire front row. It's like, it's not even my period. Javier, you know, fuck. Yeah, you get pregnant on your period, Chris. That's how it works. So, Javier, what country did you, were you born in?
Mexico.
Mexico, fucking yeah, which bit?
Mexico City.
Mexico City. Holy shit, that's, you were shocked. You were just there, but now you're here, so you could fuck him here instead. And... Pretty cool. Pretty cool. I mean, it's not, you know, out of all of Mexico, it's one of the biggest cities in the world. I think it's like the third biggest city in the world. It used to be the biggest, but then you got overtaken by China, which, you know, You know, I think Mexicans started COVID to kill off Chinese people so they could get their status back with the biggest city. That's just me. That's just a little opinion I spread on Reddit. So, Javier, who is a human embodiment of a Hawaiian cocktail. It's just like, you know, because the shirt screams pineapple and the hair screams pineapple. Now, yeah, if we were in Miami, I would assume drug smuggler, but what do you do?
I'm an influencer.
You're
an influencer.
An influencer, of course. Well, you've influenced these ladies' vaginas to become very moist. That's pretty cool. What, may I ask how many followers you have?
10 million.
10 million on TikTok. That's pretty fucking... Pretty impressive, I imagine. I don't know, I'm not on it because I'm over 30 and not a sexual predator. You're allowed on it because you're making the content. Everyone else, get the fuck off. You're not under 21, you shouldn't be on there. So, I mean, when you were growing up, Javier, I mean, what type of content do you make?
I do movie and TV show reviews.
Yeah. Oh, Spanish shows, specifically?
No, I've done a little bit of everything, but I do it in Spanish.
In Spanish, cool. Yeah, I mean, that's the third biggest language in the world, isn't it? Yeah. English is still bigger. But the thing is, I feel like, Javier, maybe you were similar to me in that you were like, the English market is flooded, I'll do it in Spanish, and you know, feel that. In the same way that in the UK, I'm terribly unfunny. And then I came over here. Our audiences will just laugh at anything a British man says. He's so smart! So, you do the movie reviews. When you were little, Javier, because you're what, in your mid-20s?
I'm 29.
29? Oh, that's pretty. The facial hair, it would suit you, actually. What, when you were little, influencing wasn't a thing, or TikTok wasn't a thing, what did you want to be when you were little?
I wanted to do something with movies.
Something with movies?
Yeah, I act, direct, maybe. You review them now.
Now you review them. You cut out the middleman. You were just like, fuck the dick, it's hard to make a movie, isn't it? I could just sit there, go 3 stars, and get fucking rich. That's it. What's your favorite movie of the last year?
I really loved Everything Everywhere All at Once.
Everything Everywhere All at Once, made by the Daniels, which I saw it on a plane, which I don't think is really the way you meant to experience it. You saw it on a plane too? Holy shit! It's great. I mean, I feel like we have a spiritual connection. It's like a triangle between you, me, and this man. May I inquire as to your name, madam?
Jada.
Jada?
Yes.
Lovely to meet you, Jada. And Jada, you from New York?
San Francisco.
You said that with a disdain for this city, which I do not feel that anyone from San Francisco is allowed to have. New York. Have you looked at your city? Have you looked at it? So I like it, it's pretty cool. Jada, what do you do?
HR.
Ooh, how many people have you fired this month? Why are you gesturing to him? I mean, with shorts that short, you must have violated some sort of rule. What industry are you in?
Fintech.
Fintech. Oh, financial technology for anyone who doesn't speak San Francisco. You were there like, she works with dolphins? What? Fintech HR, Jada from San Francisco. When you were a little girl, Jada, what did you want to be?
A princess.
A princess? Oh, lovely stuff, lovely stuff. Which princess? Because, I mean, back when you were a little girl, Princess Tiana didn't exist. There wasn't a black Ariel, so who were you? There wasn't. Now there's role models, but back then, Pocahontas was the closest. That is so... Shame on you! Shame on you, Walt Disney! But a young black girl in San Francisco had to be like, well, she's brownish, I guess. But fucking John Smith could get it, couldn't he? He was yeah! Just ignore the fact that technically she was 14 in the movie. It was a different time, wasn't it? What was your, have you seen Pocahontas, have you?
Yeah.
Yeah, what was your review of Pocahontas? Unrealistic. You know, when John Smith and Pocahontas lie down on that blanket, she would have caught smallpox, wouldn't she? She would have. How do you say paint with all the colours of the wind in Spanish? How do you say paint with all the colours of the wind in Spanish?
Paint.
The main song from Pocahontas. I feel like you didn't review it. You watched it when you were a child. You watched it a long time ago. Okay, cool. So we've got Jada, who works in fintech in HR, wanting to be a princess in San Francisco. We have Javier, who's from Mexico City, who is an influencer on TikTok with 10 million followers, who loves review movies and did want to be in movies, but then decided, why bother with effort? And he looks like a piña colada. That's good. So Gina, do me a favor. Let's hit this, because growing up, I wanted to be a rapper. That was my dream. And we'll find out whether I pursued it. We'll find out whether I achieved it. But this is a little freestyle for Jada and Javier. Both names are beginning with J. You thought you tricked me out with that little silent one, but no. And this is going to be pretty fucking exciting. So for you guys and for the rest of you, let's do this. Cool. I picture a beautiful man, hairier than anyone you've seen, front row area, his name is Javier, where's he coming from, so pretty, follicular ditty from Mexico City, like 35 million people over there, south of the border, and they see him like, where, you're so famous, whoa, followers lots, it's like CC, we see you on TikTok, what, 10 million for a silly man there, I'm not being mean, I really do care, you sat in the movie, like I'm mean, I'll judge this shit, what I see on the screen. Robert De Niro, old as shit. Al Pacino, old as shit. I wanna watch something that's like a party. You prefer Margot Robbie in the Barbie. Maybe Oppenheimer, maybe you were spinning it back. Christopher Nolan, like translating that in Spanish. What does he even say? Does he translate the Bhagavad Gita that way? I am become death, destroyer of girls. Worlds, wait, you're the guy destroyer of girls because the girl's so beautiful. That's a little mind slip. You wanted to make the movies, but you're like, I'm shit with camera work, directing and acting. And so I'll just do there, sit backing and passing my judgment like a film reviewer. That's so brilliant. People see right through you. And how long are your reviews? Surely it's like 15 seconds or maybe 22. People go thumbs up or thumbs down. You were looking everywhere for a princess who was brown and you found the nearest one there. Pocahontas, well, she's got the long hair and it's black and that matches. So you thought, yeah, I'll throw a ball in her court and walk round this forest with my little friendly raccoon. I hope some European settlers come soon. Ah, paint with all the colours of the wind. The other one you could have thrown yourself in was Mulan, because she's at least not white. That's literally the two ones that you had in the fight. Walt Disney, we can all say this, he hated people of colour. He's so racist. He was saying, no, the princesses have to be white. He would turn in his grave, he would get such a fright if he saw the Little Mermaid. What did you think about that one with the girl swimming there in the drink? Did you like it? He's like, yeah, one thumb up. Not two, but that's okay. Got fun, discuss. You're in San Francisco, the worst city by far. Working in fintech, in HR. That's such a great job. Really admiring. Basically, you're like, yes, I do the firing. You, sir, you're fired. Yes, it's your fault because you committed a grievous sexual assault. Your shorts were very skimpy up there. We could see your thighs with your lovely body hair. Walking in the office, look at my limbs. No, the only tech we deal in here is fins, like dolphins or sharks or whales. Free Willy, that would be a free Willy because the shorts so silly. Well, there we go. A flame rap, we can persuade you. So give it up for Javier and give it up for Jada.